Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's John Mahaney, an instructor at Flight Safety International and an author and aviation speaker from Long Beach, California, who is today's host.
This is John Mahaney with Managing Safety for the Florida Aviation Network. I'm here at AirVenture in Oshkosh with Jason Shepard of M0A, and Jason's going to tell us about what he's doing with M0A and his unique niche in flight training. Jason.
Sure, thanks, John. So we run a flight training blog called M0A.com, and it's really a flight training community. We have hundreds of videos out there for free on our YouTube channel for users to check out. And you need help with your steep turns, we have a video on that. You need help on your slow flight, we have a video for that all out there on YouTube. And that's really how we bring customers in as well. They see this great model in these videos. My premise is always, if you love our videos for free, imagine how good the videos you pay for, like in our online grounds, are going to be, or our books are going to be. We're up to 10 books now, so our best sellers are Pass Your Private Pilot Check Ride or Pass Your Instrument Pilot Check Ride. I literally sat in on hundreds of private and instrument pilot check rides. I wrote down every single question they asked, and I provide the best answer. So it's kind of like a mock check ride in a book. Our best seller at the show right now is the FAR AIM in plain English. I took that big, crazy, thick, 2,000-page FAR AIM book. I took out just the private pilot regs, and then I filtered through all that lawyer speak, and I said, this is what it really means. Here's what 91205 required VFR day instruments really means to you, and how to be a safe pilot, and how to explain that back on a check ride as well. So we took the 2,000-page book, made it about a 100-page book, so FAR AIM's no longer a cure for insomnia, in that case, to make it easy for everybody. We have an online ground school. We have over 400 videos in there for private and instrument pilot. So we're doing that. We've had over 1,300 students go through that course with 100% check ride pass rating. My guarantee is actually pass your check ride or we'll pay for it, and no one's ever actually taken us up on that thing. Goodness. We're real high success rate. It also has written test prep in there as well. It's really just some neat software. The most recent thing we're launching, it's called Troops to Pilots. We've partnered with 37 colleges around the country to accept full VA benefits for pre and post 9/11 vets to earn their pilot certificate. It's kind of trying to be a solution to everyone's so worried about what's going to happen to the pilot population. We've got these troops that literally are immersed in aviation every day, whether pilots or not. Aircraft are such a big part of their lives. Why not turn that into a career pilot and use your VA benefits to pay for it? So we're doing that. It can be a collegiate, a four-credit route, or a non-credit route. They use our ground school, our books. It's all paid for by the Veterans Administration, and they go out to the flight school of their choice, as long as it's 141, and do their actual flight training, try to grow that pilot population as well. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, if that makes sense.
Nutshell. So where do you find the time to do all of this?
Well, my lovely wife, Ashley, helps me with everything. We're actually expecting our first little one as well, so I really got to start working hard now. I don't sleep a whole lot, and I have a wonderful team around me. Larry, who wrote one of the books, Larry is a doctor of pharmacy and a CFII. So he took his passion of medicine and aviation and is working to help help pilots get their medicals back. You had open heart surgery, you're on these 8 medications. Well, Larry deals with that every day. He would say, take this medication, and wait 6 months and collect this data, then submit for your medical again. And he helps, pilots, again, helping that pilot population get their medicals back. So that's very cool stuff, too.
Sounds like you're on the leading edge and, exploring markets that need to be addressed and finding newer, better ways to address them.
Sure. I mean, the whole goal is, what can we do to make more pilots, and what can we do to make those pilots safer? And if we operate with that premise, we will be successful,
That's the bottom line. Okay. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Very interesting, and wishing you the best of luck with that. Thank you. This is John Mahaney with Managing Safety for the Florida Aviation Network at AirVenture, and I'm here with Evans Hood of Cirrus. And Evans, can you tell me, who is a typical owner, typical purchaser for the Cirrus SF-50 Vision Jet?
Yeah, well, currently in the program, we have over 560 position holders with deposits up. So we have a pretty good idea as what our demographic is. We're treating this as an extension of what people are currently flying on the high-end single engine performance, or high-end, I guess, high-performance single engine market, okay, or light twins. and looking for the next vertical step up, whereas right now there's a large gap in the marketplace.
Okay.
We either have to go to a lighter business jet or a turboprop, and we're looking to introduce a single fan jet into that marketplace.
Okay, so it's a niche that hasn't been really addressed yet.
That's right. We're kind of affectionately saying that it's kind of going to be positioned as the kind of lowest, slowest, and shortest range jet, but that's exactly what we're going for. But for the piston owner or driver currently, they're going to be able to go further, faster, and carry more in their mission profile.
Okay, so it sounds like this is a conservative step, because the step up to a jet, it can be a really big step for someone that doesn't maybe have the experience to do it. So this is kind of an intermediate sort of step.
I'd say I'd rather classify it as kind of a more mission appropriate for someone who is looking to start flying jets, who hasn't before, or maybe by default has kind of had to settle on another platform that might not be the more appropriate, you know, aircraft for what they're doing. So take the current mission profile, which we have on the SR-22 line, which is about 1,000 nautical miles and being able to carry people in comfort with the safety and performance that you expect on the piston. And now we're able to kind of transform that to a 300-knot aircraft, 1,200 nautical mile range, and also seating of 5+2. So a total of 7 people within that platform. So basically what we've been successful doing on the SR line, and now extending it, you know, to a little bit more useful, I guess, capability.
Okay, very good. And what would the training process be like for someone who's making that transition to the jet safely, so that they can, you know, have the time to make the adjustment?
Yeah, great question. Flying this type of aircraft, you know, when you're flying the jet like this, obviously will require a type rating. And what we're kind of saying is the most ideal preparation for that training is flying our SR-22T, which allows you to fly in the flight levels, you know, start getting accustomed to planning descents, going at faster altitudes, and also flying in that, you know, Class A airspace, and kind of getting ready for that transition. The actual ergonomics of the jet and kind of the transition will be very familiar for a current Cirrus owner or pilot, because the avionics platform will be still a Garmin. The ergonomics, like I mentioned before, the handling characteristics, the side yoke, very comparable to what we're seeing. Even the stall speeds or the approach speeds will just be a trickle up, as opposed to a giant leap forward compared to what we're currently seeing on the SR-20 line.
So it's going to be an easier transition. They're going from known to known, but improving performance at the same time.
Sure, yeah, definitely increasing capability. And obviously, moving from a piston to a turbine platform is going to, you know, pose definitely a learning curve in and of itself. But we feel that kind of that we're prepping our customer base that currently have jet deposits up best by letting them fly the SR-22T line at this time.
So this is currently being flight tested, and when do you expect it to get certified?
Sure. The one that we're standing in front of, this is our initial prototype. It's been flying since July 2008, primarily used for flight test verification.
Right.
We have a conforming prototype that made its maiden flight this past March 2014. And we have two additional conforming prototypes, which are underway now. I think the next one is scheduled to come off the flight line maybe in the next 45 to 50 days, with the third one shortly thereafter. Certification is expected about this time next year, with initial customer deliveries scheduled for fourth quarter 2015.
Okay, so if I were to want to order one today, how far out are we looking for a delivery?
Great question. As I mentioned before, we currently have an order book of over 560 position holders with deposits up, and our annual production rate is estimated to ramp up to about 125 airplanes per year. So you can expect getting in line today, which we've had several here at the Oshkosh Air Venture sign up for this airplane, to probably be close to about 4 or 5 year backlog at this point.
That's a healthy backlog. And what is this going for? Did you mention the price?
Sure. We're taking orders at $1.96 million, just shy of $2 million.
Sounds good. Sign me up.
$100,000 deposit, and we're ready to go.
It'll be interesting to watch this development. You know, we'll just have to continue to watch it. And then are you you're building these up in Duluth, where you guys are headquartered?
That's correct. The tooling's already in place, and we're going to build it side by side, right in line with the same SR-20, 22, and 22T line that people have come to familiarize themselves with. It's being produced out of Duluth, Minnesota.
And then that would be where the initial pilot training would be as well?
A lot of those determinations are still being made. The idea is that we're going to follow a similar kind of model from a training perspective that we've had on our SR series line, but you know, there's still a lot of details that need to be worked out, and I don't know if final determination has been made in that regard.
It all sounds very interesting. As a CFI, I can see this might be something I'd like to get into at some point. So thank you very much for your time, Evans.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing a lot of these up there and hopefully getting you in the cockpit.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. This is John Mahaney with Managing Safety for the Florida Aviation Network at AirVenture, and I'm here today with Kevin O'Hara. And we're in a King Air Straight 200, which has been equipped with the Bendix King AeroView. That's AeroVUE. So who would be a typical buyer for this, a customer for this, and kind of about the about the product?
Anyone that would be interested in obtaining a retrofit, have a King Air 200 or be willing to purchase a King Air 200, or might be considering purchasing a King Air 200. This would be a good package for them. You know, it updates their airplane. This is like a 1981 airplane.
Right.
And this is obviously, if you look at the panel, it looks like something would come off the Beach Factory line right at the moment.
Right.
So anyway, it's a very, very cost-effective way of upgrading your older airplane to a more advanced systems.
Right. Now, when I was talking with Doug the other day, he was talking to me, since this is new, the airplane is now experimental, you've got to go through an entire flight test program?
That's correct. The system really is we're not done with our flight test program yet, and the system will be available for sale. Well, we'll take reservations right now, but it won't be actually coming out until the first half of next year, 2015.
Okay. How big of a market do you think that there is for this, or do you guys expect that, you know, there will be for this?
Well, there's a lot of King Air 200s and B200s out in the field, so we expect that this will be from the amount of interest we've had here at the show, and what was only announced on Monday, we expect that it'd be a very favorable marketplace for that. Again, there's a lot of King Air 200s out there.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been, teaching them for flight safety for several years. I think they're up to serial number, I think they've sold 7,000. Now, I don't know how many of that are the Straight 200. What's the training, you know, the learning involved, you know, going to be to transition to this? Do you have anything in place for that yet?
Well, frankly, a couple of things is that this will also be available for the B200s too.
Okay.
So we'll have that serial number range to be able to update also. The other thing too, these systems here are based on our more advanced avionics systems that are in the Gulfstream 650s, 550s.
Oh, really?
850s. Yeah. So there's been, and also too the Pilatus PC-12, which we call the Apex system on there. So there's lots of videos. We have 22 videos, for example, on the Honeywell Apex system, which was on the PC-12.
Right.
They're online. Anybody can see them.
So it's going to be an easier transition. People already are familiar with it, so it's a commonality, and then getting used to this aircraft and, you know, how it's going to apply on this.
Yeah, any avionics system has its own different protocol. Each manufacturer has their own different protocol. So the Garmin folks have theirs, the Collins people have theirs, Honeywell people have theirs. So once you learn it, as a flight instructor I used to have in flight safety used to say, is that it's easy once you know it.
Right.
It's just a matter of figuring out how it works.
Right.
And once you figure that out, it's pretty easy.
Okay, very good. And have you had many people stopping by to, you know?
We have. Yes, we have. I've been here since, last Sunday, and so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all four of those days, I was basically in the cockpit the whole time. So we probably did about 20 demos a day. And we had some very, very, very good prospects that come out of the show. Again, for something that hasn't been announced except at the show on Monday.
Right. Now, that all sounds good. Very promising. So thank you for a few minutes of your time, Kevin.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.